Section 9, Advanced Features. In this section, we'll explore the multi-level bookshelves. We'll talk about navigation of multi-level folders in music, as well as music temporary playlists. And we'll finish off talking about text search. Let's begin with multi-level bookshelves. I'm going to go to the Talking Books bookshelf.
Talking Books, 11. Books, 1.
Call of the Wild.
I've prepared an SD card and created some multi-level folders on my Talking Books shelf. What that means is I've put nested folders within the $VR DTB folder. And within those multi-level folders, I've transferred 11 books. These multi-level folders allow me to have a hierarchy within my Talking Books bookshelf. Now, when I set this sample structure up, I decided to have at the top level three categories: fiction, magazines, and nonfiction. In order to create those three categories, I simply made three folders within $VR DTB. One is called fiction, the second one magazines, and the third one nonfiction. Within the fiction category, I decided to have three subcategories: adventure, mystery, and suspense. In each of those, I have the actual books. To create the adventure, mystery, and suspense categories within fiction, all I did was open the fiction folder on my storage card and create three more folders, one called adventure, one mystery, and one suspense. So let's explore on the stream the structure I've set up. Every time you enter a bookshelf on the stream by pressing key 1, you automatically enter at the book level, which is the lowest level. I'm at the book level, so I'm going to press the number 8 down key to come back up around to my level 1 folder.
Level 1.
Fiction.
And there is the fiction folder. Now that I'm at that level, I should be able to press key number 6 and go to my magazines and nonfiction, which are at the same level 1.
5.
Magazines.
6.
Nonfiction.
1.
Fiction.
And we come back around to fiction. Now, the number you're hearing is simply the book number. My first book in fiction is number 1. If I advance to magazines,
5.
Magazines.
I have the fifth book on my bookshelf is in the magazine category, meaning that I have 4 books in fiction. If I press 6 again and go to the next level 1,
6.
Nonfiction.
The sixth book on my bookshelf is in the nonfiction category, meaning I have only 1 book in my magazine category. I'll press 6 again and come back around to fiction.
1.
Fiction.
Now, remember I said that I had created 3 subcategories within fiction. Let's look at those. I'm going to press the 8 key and go down to level 2.
Level 2.
Adventure.
And there's my adventure folder. If I press 6.
3.
Mystery.
There's my mystery subcategory under fiction.
4.
Suspense.
And suspense. Suspense is the fourth book on my bookshelf. If I back up to the mystery level.
3.
Mystery.
That's my third book.
1.
Adventure.
And the first book is adventure. So books 1 and 2 are in adventure, and the third book is in mystery, and the fourth book is in suspense. I'm focused on adventure. Let me go down one more level, number 8 key.
Level 3.
Bookshare, Call of the Wild, Jack London.
And there's the Bookshare book, Call of the Wild. That's my first book. Remember, we have 2 books in adventure, so I should be able to move with number 6 to the second one.
2.
CNIB, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, J.K. Rowling.
And there's the second book. This is the lowest level folder that contains the book. If I drop down now with number 8, I will actually enter the book level.
Book.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Now notice here we're hearing the recorded title announced for this book. This is because it's a recorded DAISY book, and DAISY books have an associated title property. And when you're at the book level navigation on the bookshelf, in a DAISY book, it always announces the associated title. If I go up one level to the folder name that contains these book files, I'll press number 2.
Level 3.
CNIB, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, J.K. Rowling.
This is the name of the folder that the stream is announcing with its text-to-speech. It's the name of the folder that contains the book files for Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Now notice it says CNIB, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, J.K. Rowling. The reason I have all of that information is simply because that's the name I chose to give to the folder that contains the book files. So this is an interesting tip. If you like to know other things about your books than just the associated title, then you have the opportunity to put that information in the name of the folder that contains the book files. In this case, I wrote this folder name as follows: CNIB, comma, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, comma, J.K. Rowling. Now, simply by going to the lowest level folder that contains the book, if I navigate at that level, I hear this extra information. The book producer, CNIB, I keep the title in the folder name as well, and I added the author. But you can put any information you want in the folder name. It's totally irrelevant to the playback of the book. The Daisy book will play regardless of what the folder name is that contains it. Let me return up to level 1 by pressing 2.
Level 2. Level 1.
Fiction.
And I'm going to move across to magazines.
5.
Magazines.
And I'm going to press the down arrow and go to level 2.
Level 2.
N5 2011 Watts New.
This is the name of the folder that contains the magazine, and it's the CNIB Libraries monthly What's New magazine that talks about service announcements and gives the new book list. If I press the down arrow once again, I will hear the recorded title associated with this book.
Level 3.
And we hear nothing, because I don't have a subcategory within magazines. I simply put the magazine folder that contains the files within the first level folder, magazines. Therefore, the book folder became level 2, and there is nothing for the stream to announce at level 3. If I go down one more level to the book.
Book.
What's New at the CNIB Library, 2011, number 5.
So this is to illustrate that just because I had a subcategory under fiction, namely adventure, mystery, and suspense, does not mean that I have to also have a sublevel under magazines. All I did under magazines was put the folder containing the book. Let me go back to level 1 again, and we'll go on to nonfiction category.
Level 3. Level 2. Level 1.
And I'll move
magazines.
And I'll move to nonfiction.
6.
Nonfiction.
The nonfiction folder contains my 6th book on the bookshelf. If I drop down to the subcategories within nonfiction, press 8.
Level 2.
Biography.
I have a biography subcategory. So this is a folder named Biography that I created within the folder Nonfiction, which of course was created within $VRDTB. I'll move with number 6 to my 2nd subcategory under Nonfiction.
7.
CNIB. Tips from the Top. Articles on Investment Tips.
8.
Cookery.
10.
Technology.
Here we find 2 subcategories under nonfiction, one called cookery and one called technology. At the subcategory level, I also had an individual book, the CNIB Tips from the Tops book. This is to demonstrate that it is possible to put a book at the same level as your subcategories. So we're at the technology subcategory. Let me go with number 8 and open the technology category.
Level 3.
iPhone accessibility, Apple Incorporated.
Here we have a book about the iPhone, and if I press number 6.
11.
RNIB, Windows 7 Vista.
Here we have a book from RNIB, Windows 7 Vista. Here again, these are the folder names that contain the books. If I drop down into the book level here, I will hear the recorded name associated with this book.
Book. Windows 7 and Vista explained.
Okay, let me press number 2 and come up.
Level 3.
RNIB, Windows 7 Vista.
And up one more level.
Level 2.
Technology.
And back to the cookery subcategory within nonfiction. I'll press 4.
8.
Cookery.
And open this cookery subcategory.
Level 3.
CNIB. Companies Coming Barbecues. By Jean Parrott.
And again, drop down to the book level.
Book.
Barbecues. By Jean Parrott.
So you're getting the idea. At the book level, we always hear the recorded book title associated with the Daisy book, if of course it's recorded. But even a non-recorded Daisy book will have an associated title. And then above that book level, we have the level of folder that contains the book, and you can name this folder with whatever information you want. Now, let me point out that regardless what level we're exploring, the go-to book command always exists on the go-to key.
Go-to book.
I can press 1 at this point and go right back to book number 1, the first book in my fiction category.
1.
And I'll press confirm.
1.
Call of the Wild.
Now we should be at the book level, because every time we enter the bookshelf or we jump to a book using the go-to command, we will always return to the book level. So I'm going to press number 6 now and go through all 11 books. The first one we just heard, Call of the Wild, which is part of our fiction adventure category.
2.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Now we're hearing the recorded titles associated with these Daisy books because I'm navigating at the book level.
3.
The Mercy Rule, a Dismas Hardy mystery.
That's the book that's in my mystery subcategory within fiction.
4.
Dead of Honor.
And that's the suspense book that I have within talking books.
5.
What's New at the CNIB Library, 2011, number 5.
So we've jumped to our fifth book, which is in the nonfiction category. So this is to demonstrate that just because you have multi-level folders, it does not change in any way the book level navigation. I will still move sequentially through all my 11 books at the book level, even though they're in different categories. Next book.
6.
Kleewick by Emily Carr.
Now, this is the book that's in the biography subcategory under nonfiction. We've jumped into the nonfiction category now. Next book.
7.
Tips from the Top by John St. Croix.
Our Tips from the Top book that we didn't put into a subcategory, we just dropped that book folder into the nonfiction folder.
8.
Barbecues by Jean Parrott.
And here's the first book in our cookery subcategory under nonfiction.
9.
Bonnie Stern's Essentials of Home Cooking.
And the Bonnie Stern's Essentials Home Cooking book that we've looked at earlier is here as well under the cookery subcategory under nonfiction.
10. iPhone accessibility features.
And now we've jumped into the technology subcategory within nonfiction. And finally, I'll press 6 for my last book.
11. Windows 7 and Vista Explained.
Which is still in the technology subcategory within nonfiction major category. So I hope this gives you an idea of how you can organize your books any way you want. These multi-level bookshelves can be 8 levels deep, so there's a lot of opportunity for hierarchical categorization. You can make multi-level bookshelves in talking books, other books, podcasts, and text files. You cannot have a multi-level structure in the Audible bookshelf. The music bookshelf has only one book, but within that book you may also have multi-level folders and files. Let's have a look at music navigation in the next section.